The legislature put caps on how much local school districts could tax in 1993. Since that time, the Madison District has cut 281 teaching positions and cut or curtailed another 286 librarians, counselors, and janitors in order to stay within state-imposed revenue limits. John Matthews is the director of the Teachers Union in Madison. He says with revenue limits, school board members' hands are tied at budget time.
School boards have to select from among negative options. What can I do here so that it's going to hurt the educational process the least? School boards don't have choices. Because of the revenue controls, they have to make decisions within the box that was created by the legislature at Governor Thompson's pushing.
Republican Representative Dean Cofford of Neenah is the co-chairman of the legislature's budget writing committee and is a supporter of school revenue limits. He admits the teacher cuts are partly to blame on caps, but he says organizations, businesses, and households all over Wisconsin have to make tough choices, and salaries are a school district's biggest expense.
The taxpayer's ability to pay is only so much, and so by putting these caps on, it's keeping the property taxes in check. And the local districts, if they don't think that they have enough money to spend, they can go to referendum and convince the local voters that they need more money.
But Matthews of the Teachers Union says he worries how the constraints of the current system will play out in the future. He says Wisconsin's workforce will eventually have fewer quality workers. Matthews says kids are already suffering because they're getting less help in the library, less counseling, and schools are being cleaned less frequently. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.